So let's take a look at the different first and second generation antipsychotics that we have available and look at the binding affinity for dopamine, serotonin, muscarinic receptors, adrenergic receptors, and histamine receptors. The Ki value represents the tightness of the binding between the antipsychotic and the receptor in question. The lower the Ki value, the higher the binding affinity. And by and large, dopamine is associated with the highest affinities of all these receptors in terms of what is going on with these antipsychotics. We have, for the first generation antipsychotics, very high affinity to dopamine D2 receptors. Second generation antipsychotics are generally associated with high affinity also to serotonin 5-HT2A receptors. And you'll notice that there is this medicine at the bottom of the list here called pimavanserin that has actually no dopamine receptor affinity, but very high serotonin 5-HT2A receptor affinity. And that medicine is approved for Parkinson's disease psychosis and not for schizophrenia.